And consistency is really hard to do when you have outsourcing, unless you're working with a direct company that you have a relationship with. If there's a company out there that does that sourcing for you, I advise you to partner and think about partnership with that so they can take some of that workforce load off you. Good day, everyone. Welcome to Smart Growth. I'm your host, Aloysius Anagaye. I'm co-founder and founder of AK International and Active Boulevard. I'm an entrepreneur, advisor, and advocate for sustainable business growth. Today's episode is about smart, intentional growth. We are sitting down with a brilliant entrepreneur that's making impactful business here in Lagos. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Charles, so this whole idea about our show is about smart growth. So I'm going to ask you 5 questions. And after that, we can have a conversation. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. First question, Charles, is how many consistent clients or partners do you currently serve?
I run a recycling initiative, and what we do is we work with small suppliers and also individual users, people who consume PET bottles and, you know, want to trash it or probably want to sell. So currently, well, we partner with, we have 17 individual suppliers that we partner work with, and we just have like about 7 returning suppliers, the ones that call us, you know, when they have quantity and then you want us to come for pickup. So I would say 7.
Okay, 7.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us more a little bit about your company and how you get these clients.
Okay. It's a recycling initiative. Currently we have, you know, there are different levels in the value chain.
Mm-hmm.
So currently where we are currently is the collection and aggregation level.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is collect from end users and we supply to recycling companies that need your products.
And what are you collecting?
PET bottles.
Okay.
And other plastic waste.
And where are you collecting these items from?
Like I said, there are small suppliers, cleaners who go to houses to clean. So they collect the PET bottles from residents and being, and they pile them up. When it gets like some level of volume, they call us for pickup. So we go, scale, pay them, and then take to our dump site.
Okay, that's pretty good. That says, when you are collecting them, all right, what locations are you at?
Okay, currently we're operating 4 locations on the island. Orchid Road, Eleganza, Ikota, Second Gate, and Okun Aja, just very close to the Lagos-Calabar Highway, that area.
Okay, all right, so the intersections. Okay, good. So how could you scale your operations to reach twice the number of your clients?
Okay, currently there are a lot of challenges,
mm-hmm.
especially from where I'm operating from, right? And if we have like logistics actually part of, you know, one of the big challenge that I face, you know, I think other recycling companies also face it as well. So if we're able to have that, you know, figured out, the logistics, I believe I will be able to reach out to more suppliers.
Okay. So logistics.
Yes, logistics.
Okay, all right. So that's good for us to have that conversation to have. And the next one would be, what is the average income of you, are you generating per client?
Per client. Okay, I wouldn't say per client. I don't have an exact amount,
mm-hmm.
but what I do is I supply to a company, a recycling company, and I usually take like 2 tons, which is like 2,000 kg worth of PET bottles. So this is how it works. You have a PET bottle, maybe you have like 100 kg,
mm-hmm.
and I go over to your place and tell you, oh, I could buy for 200 per kg. then you multiply times 100k, just like 20,000 naira. So when I collect your pet bottle, pay you, I pay for logistics,
okay.
I pay for, you know, labor, right? And then take it to my dump site. So when I have up to 2,000 before I make supplies, so there's no actual price revenue. I'll say, oh, this is what I get from a particular client. Mm. So I just collect, make sure that there's a margin, profit margin from each client, because I know what I'm selling for other companies, and I make sure there's a lot of, you know, profits to cover some costs and expenses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, currently, let's talk about your monthly revenue. What does it look like right now?
I didn't get that.
What is your monthly revenue?
Monthly revenue. Okay. Right now.
About margins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, there are a lot of currently, because we just finished Salah, right? And some of the people I work with are these Muslims. And last month was really tough because they somehow had to travel over to Salah. So the business was kind of like, you know, really be slow. Because most times when I collect from households, I go back to scavengers. If you see those guys with bags, sack bag, picking pet bottles on the floor, they are scavengers. So go back to them to buy something and then add to what you already have and make supply. So sometimes it could make about 200,000 naira for one supply, sometimes lower, depends on the quality of your product.
So saying that, I was wondering, because we're talking about supply chain right now in operations, I'm thinking about what would it take, like in your operations, what kind of technology or partnerships do you think that you need to double that kind of figure for you annually? So if you had the chance to develop something, what would it be?
Honestly, it's, you know, the challenge of storage is also a problem in Lagos, right? Because you could see an empty land today, come over tomorrow, they're already developing it. So it's a big problem. If we can get a space that it's big enough to, you know, keep our materials, so maybe we'll get like up to 10 tons, it will help us. Because when we think about, oh, you have this small space and you can't really take more than 2,000 tons. So you just want to dump and supply. So if we have space, like a storage facility, we can start from operation, start operating from the level we're currently at, but, you know, increase the pace, I'll say, get a truck, supply, and stuff like that.
Okay. So logistics storage is right now it's your
biggest
challenge. So while you were talking and I was wrapping my head, how do we scale it and at the same time be seamless in that? So is there a way or idea that you thought of in how to take the product or the item to the end user and they can know how much you are sending it without you storing? Have you ever thought about that?
Okay.
Almost like take away all the storage and taking there. Have you thought about a way from that?
Yeah, sometimes when I go to scavengers to, you know, negotiate how much I want to buy their particular product, some of them used to have like up to a ton and some kg, like 1,700, 2,000. So sometimes it's an advantage, we just go there with the truck. You don't have to take the facility. Only when I have like little pickups, maybe like 400, 300, I really have to just collect them. I can't say, oh, because it's not up to 1,000. I can't let that, you know, go. So I pick up, take to my facility, drop it off there. And then when I have like a quantity, I take it to supply. So I don't know if they answer the question.
So I'm thinking about ways of thinking about collecting it without have to distribute storage and without you spending, I don't like advising on spending expenses, but I think in your case you may have to reach into kind of expensive sharing. Do you usually get it in the back of a truck, like do you have, you know, those containers?
Yeah.
Do you usually wait, fill them up and then ship it off, or would you collect it? That's how you
do
it.
That's how I do.
Okay, that's how I figured you were doing it. So here's my biggest challenge to this whole thing. It's like you're dealing with three levels, right? We're dealing with workforce, how it is infected by holidays or individuals' responsibility. You're dealing with logistics. Logistics, how do you move point A, point B?
Yeah.
And then you're dealing with storage, all right? So my thing is we have to come up with an idea that can link all three of them together, in which you don't, that maybe they don't come to you until they have enough. Like if it's a way, if you are working with individuals, they collected themselves, store it in their particular place, and then get it to you when they hit a certain level. Maybe it don't have to be 20 kgs or 30 or 40 kgs, but something enough for when you come, all you need to do is have three or four workers to make that 200 kgs. You understand what I mean? Maybe they can store it in their site. So my idea is it may have take maybe some technology base. Have you ever thought about that? Is there any technology out there for that?
I can't think of any.
So I think you should think with your team, like, I think that could be a problem you can solve. I always believe right now where we at, technology can solve a lot of our issues connected with workforce. This is my particular. If we use technology for good, you can get good out of it. If you use technology for bad, oh, you're gonna get bad out of it.
Yeah.
So my advice for you, because you're dealing with, it's an interesting industry you're in, and I would love to understand more about it, but you're dealing with so many things and all of them needs to be linked up together, all right? So think about a technology where I don't know if your investment is will end that. The next thing is the workers you have, right? You have to work with, do with workforce development. Do you have training? Do you train them on?
Okay.
On development as well?
Workforce currently, we only outsource workers. Okay. So only when I have like pickups or supply, I just, you know, outsource them. And there's no like, you know, payroll, any person on any worker on payroll. We only outsource, and when they do a particular job, we pay them off for that particular work.
Yeah, and that's why you have your instant consistency. And consistency is really hard to do when you have outsourcing, unless you're working with a direct company that you have a relationship with. If there's a company out there that does that sourcing for you, I advise you to partner and think about partnership with that so they can take some of that workforce load off you. I don't know the logistics. It's a sorting company that does that. You work directly with them. If you want to work with individual vendors, I think it's really important that you do contracts that allow them to be sustainable. That would be my advice to you. But you have to get your house in order in which you can get more people to work for you on a constant basis so you can have constant strength. Remember, growth is all about being consistent all the time. You cannot grow if one day you're up, next day you're down.
True.
You can go up now like this, but you can't go up like this and down like this.
True.
All right? So try to find somebody that's passionate like yourself in this industry that sees the potential and believe in the mission. I always have something. When I bring anybody to work with me, I need to know your purpose. I need to know you understand the mission before it equals a good decision for to work with me. So try to get your work people around, your partnership around those things. All right, does that sound good? And the logistics wise, I think it will sort itself out once you get the workforce, because then people are finding ways to go around and get through that. I think that's where you start with. There is partnerships you got to look at. You got to look for partnerships. You got to look for smaller partnerships. Work with those guys and get it tighter. Do you sign contracts?
No, what kind of partnership?
Like some of the sourcing that you have right now, those are partnerships, but they are outsourcers, right?
Sure.
But you need true partnerships in which they see a value in you and you see a value in them, where they can store some stuff and come in. Maybe partnerships is you're doing one thing and I'm doing the other. See, you're doing one thing, two things, three things along the line. You have to split it. All right. So your partnership is find somebody who will take someone to the power of the storage. And I think it's really important for you to grow. If you're going to grow, you're going to have to find somebody who can say, you know what, I'll take that responsibility of storage. All right. And then you can take the connection part, the logistic part. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. So that's basically it. It's like stay consistent in what you're doing, find a partnership, and also kind of tighten up your workforce. And with contracts, with workforce development, and in-house, get some people to work with you that has the same passion as you.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Well, that's today's episode. Sometimes growth doesn't mean you have to do everything. Sometimes you have to take initiatives to find people who can take a little bit off your plate, and that's partnerships. Partnerships is a big, big, big growth factor. You can ask PayPal when it goes to eBay. You can ask all the other people that works with Amazon. Those are partnerships. Partnerships can come in small sizes to large sizes. So that is a way of growing. Stay consistent, stay steady, keep growing.